Good morning, everyone. This is Noreen Y. Houston. Happy Monday to you all. I'm getting started a little late today, so please forgive me for my tardiness. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I sure did myself. So we're going to finish up our reading in the Essence magazine with Serena Williams, The Art of Making an Impact. And so we will continue our reading with Body and Soul, Dear Sis. Being a celebrity woman in the entertainment business doesn't exempt me from heartbreak or the ups and downs of love. And my life sometimes imitates my art. Playing Tasha on the hit TV series Power gives me a chance to bring raw emotions to the screen, just as pouring out my heart into my music brings me joy. I'm currently writing my own songs and working on an extremely vulnerable album that I can't wait for you all to hear. You'll discover that at my core, I'm still the girl next door, the girl from East Orange, New Jersey, who had a dream. But I can use my voice to empower other women, so I'm sharing my story with you. As a woman and a young mother, I've learned that we should never compromise our happiness for anyone, especially in a relationship. Women are used to sacrificing for others, and sometimes that selflessness becomes dysfunctional. You know in your heart when you're not happy and when you're feeling undervalued. As soon as you realize that, you are setting or condescending your worth. You have to make a move. Check in with yourself and say, wait a minute, is this what I want? Is this who I really am? My ex and I broke up 3 months ago after our daughter. Broke up 3 months after our daughter Zuri was born. I was devastated. I didn't tell anybody about our breakup for 2 years because I was embarrassed and ashamed. I recently wrote a song about it, Stay Too Long, because I'm not afraid to share what happened anymore. Breaking up with someone you love is real. And you might still have to put on your lipstick and your heels, walk into work, and be able to deliver. And that's hard. I went back to work shortly after having my baby, and I was trying to find my footing every day. Since then, I've learned to be unafraid and not compromise my happiness for anyone, particularly a man. As women, sometimes we say, well, I don't want to be with him because he's not this or he's not that. But sometimes it's not about what he is or isn't. It's about what you need, sis. That's another valuable lesson I've learned. I made a difficult choice to end a relationship because I had to put my own needs first. The truth is, I was afraid to become a mother, and I honestly did not feel ready. I was uncertain about my relationship and unsure if I was going to get married. I wanted to have this perfect life because I had seen it in movies and my parents have been married for 48 years. Then it hit me. The perfect life that I have envisioned may not be God's plan for me right now. And it's okay to be on my own journey as long as my daughter is healthy and happy. It took a while to get there. I went to counseling and had a spiritual advisor maintaining my sanity, as challenging some days, but with counselor's help and the support of my family, I made it. We all go through tough times, and it's okay to say, you know, I just need something different. No disrespect to your partner or your ex, but you might just have to recognize that you're going in different directions. I had to put the picture-perfect fantasy aside so that I could focus on finding the right life, the right relationship, and the right kind of happiness for me. That's been a huge shift for me, but I'm staying true to what Zuri and I need. Right now, co-parenting is what's important to my ex and me. We may no longer be together, but we'd like to make sure that the respect is still there. Zuri needs to have a strong and healthy relationship with her father. It was important for us to continue in counseling to help us co-parent in the most positive way we can. You have to do whatever works for you and your family. And that's what I'm trying to do, what we're trying to do. Our ultimate goal is to make sure Zuri is safe and happy and has a strong relationship with both of her parents. As a black girl, she needs her dad in her life to show her affection and love. Her grandfather, too, teaches Zuri how she should be treated and adored. When she grows up and starts dating, she will remember what it feels like to be well-loved. It takes a village. If you are sharing parenting duties, I encourage you to find the common thread, which is your children, and put aside your issues, your happiness, your anger from the past. I'm not going to lie. There are good days and bad days. But one thing I know for sure is that I'm doing my best. God has really blessed me, even when I didn't see it. He was blessing me. I now see that when I thought I was losing something, God was just opening up a door for something new and better to come into my life. When Zuri was just a few weeks old, I remember singing "This Little Light of Mine" to get me through some of the roughest days. As some of you know, I grew up singing in church, and something about that classic hymn always calmed my spirit. It reminded me that we all have a light inside of us that's meant to shine. And thankfully, I've passed that light on to my daughter. In the words of my girl India Irie, "I am light. I am also beautiful, special, quirky, ambitious, and happy, and made to be great. Never again will I dim my light for anything or anyone. This is the lesson I want to pass on to my daughter, so I must lead by example." Being a single mother doesn't have to mean you're unhappy. I bought my first home a few years ago. I star on Power, and I'm dating again. I didn't get married, and I don't have a fairy tale love story yet, but I'm stronger than ever and having fun too. With everything I've been through in my life, I'm not working for a few years, being kicked out of a girl singing group, 3LW, and experiencing heartbreak and love. The biggest lesson I've learned is patience. That's what it took for me to get to the point, to get to this point, and I'll need it to keep growing as a woman, a mother, and a future wife. I've also learned what I will and will not accept. I won't just jump into a relationship because I may feel lonely or want companionship. Ladies, it's so important to seek your own happiness first. Then, when the time is right, get into a relationship that nurtures you. Be patient, sis. It will come to you, and you deserve it. With all my love, Naturi. Amazing. We have to be strong. We have to be strong. And the only way we can be strengthened, ladies, is to look inside of ourselves, that natural love that we have for one another, and self-love. So important. And speaking of love, black love. Have love, we'll travel. It was Love at First Ride for Mary Bikers, Mamuyu and Doss, who quit their day jobs to become the first Kenyan couple to bike around the world. By Charlie Penn. When Joan Wamuyu Donarthy pulled up to a local biker event in Nairobi, her hometown in 2016, she had no idea she'd ride off with her future husband in tow. She wasn't looking for love, just adventure. But she immediately caught the eye of fellow rider Doss Kiriuki, who approached her after the event to ask if they could take a ride the next day. That trip became an epic first date to remember. We spent a whole day riding together. Amuyu, 44, recalls of their first ride for two. We went about 100 kilometers out of town and spent the day in a park. He even made me go zip lining for the first time. Wamuyu has a major fear of heights, but Doss's smooth words and nonstop encouragement got her to take the leap. But he had to jump first. He said, "I'm only going first because I know you're going to meet me on the other end, and I'm so proud of you," she says. "I was going to be that strong woman he was so proud of, so I did it for him." They started dating just 2 weeks later, and became husband and wife in April of 2018. This is the second marriage for Wamuyu, who is a proud mom to two teenagers, a daughter 19 and a son 16. Their connection was so strong, they had begun making plans to see the world together before they even got engaged. Just 6 months into their relationship, the adventure junkies were bored with their day jobs in Nairobi. Das worked in finance and Wamuyu in human resources, so they decided to start saving for a more fulfilling future together. Das came home after having a bad day in the office, and I'd had a bad day too. Wamuyu says, then he asked, what if we took 1 year and traveled? And I said, yes. After 2 years of fundraising and saving, they quit their jobs and in July 2018 set off for Uganda, the first stop of their worldwide road trip. It put them one step closer to their dream of biking on every continent except Antarctica. Since then, they visited 15 countries and two continents together on their bikes. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I am enjoying reading this story to you. Adventure. Wow. They're giving themselves 3 years to complete the journey. After wrapping up their current sojourn in South America and heading over to the United States, the lovebirds plan to head to Australia, Asia, Europe, and finally Africa. With 1 year down and two to go, they've got their routine down pat. We normally stay a couple of days at a time in places, especially in the ones that we enjoy most, explains Das, 33. We don't just pass through. We love learning the culture of the people and just enjoying the environment. Spending time in South America has really helped Wamuyu perfect her Spanish, and she credits her husband with allowing her to get the most out of their time on the road. Das is really the most patient guy I've ever met, Wamuyu says. He's very accommodating, not just of me, but of other people too. So that makes life very, very easy for me. He's a winner. The best advice they've received on their journey so far, make sure the honeymoon never ends. Awesome. That's quite an adventure for those two. You have to have courage and follow your dreams, whatever that dream may be. Go for it. You can do all things if you put your mind to it and have a spiritual guide to lead you all the way. So I'm finished with that portion of that magazine. And so next, why don't we just go into the Tracee Ellis Ross, the queen of natural chic, the hair issue, beauty, texture, and self-love. Plus, Naomi Harris, Marseille Martin, Ashton Sanders, Ashley Blaine Featherston, Miss America, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA. Tracee Ellis is gorgeous on this cover, titled Crown Yourself. The main attraction, main as in M-A-N-E, we're wrapped up in all things Tracee Ellis Ross, who has launched her own hair care line. Here she reflects on what it means to be a badass black woman showing up in the world as her most beautiful self, both inside and out. By Julie Wilson, photography by Atasia Jordan. Tracee Ellis Ross has all the qualities of a great best friend, the one she prominently plays in our heads. She's successful, silly, self-deprecating, stylish, and woke. And like any true BFF, the Golden Globe-winning actress also regales us via Instagram with her daily shenanigans. We're particularly fond of her beauty musings. We're turned into every bit of what Ross shares, from her awe-inspiring skincare gadgets to her glorious head of curls. In one of her many videos, she explains her love for face massagers and admits how ridiculous she may appear to some when using the tools. But it's not solely about vanity. Ross points out, It's just one of the ways she strives to live an abundant, juicy life. Same, sis. Ross maintained that same abundant, juicy energy when she arrived at our suite at the club in Hollywood to record this interview for the Color Files podcast, Essence's newest audio series focusing on beauty, hosted by moi. We embraced, exchanged pleasantries, and then twirled around the room, delighting in the eclectic decor while also chatting about her big news. There was also some jumping on the bed, but that was after we settled onto the couch and dished for more than an hour. Let's face it, the abundance and juiciness of Ross's life was inevitable. Given that she was beautifully formed inside the womb of the one and only Diana Ross. But epigenetics aside, Ross is mighty talented. Our love affair with Diana's daughter began back in 2000 when the hit sitcom Girlfriends debuted. Her portrayal of Joan Carroll Clayton Esquire, alongside three other brilliant black lead actresses, was just what television needed and what we needed as women of color. Ross continues playing essential leading ladies with her current role on ABC's award-winning Blackish and now narrating its latest spinoff, Mixes. But perhaps the most exciting venture, the 46-year-old has embarked on to date is becoming a beauty boss. Ross is the founder and CEO of a brand spanking new hair care company. It's called Pattern because it is about the magical patterns of our hair, she explains, with a touch of pride. Considering her stunning, shape-lifting mane, this foray into hair care makes complete sense. Pattern's product line includes four different conditioners, two nourishing oil serums, and a few key accessories, all presented to us in sleekly modern and regal packaging. And as the saying goes, the proof is in the pudding, or in this case, the products. While I'm dying to try the thoughtful formulations, it's time to jump on that bed and revel in our abundant, juicy, and happy hair existences. Essence. This is your fourth Essence cover. Is it still exciting? Tracy Ellis Ross. I remember the first time I was on Essence. I was on it with my mom. I thought, okay, dreams are real and they can happen. Still, as Diana Ross's child, you wonder whether you will become anything in your own right. So it was a really big moment to go from being on the cover of Essence with my mom to having my own cover. Now I've had three on my own and one with my mom. That's crazy. I feel a little humbled by that, knowing I have truly filled my own shoes and maybe even had to buy a couple of new pairs at times. There are people who have no idea that my worth is not based on my mom or what I look like. There's wholeness to me that I cherish. Essence. Speaking on your legendary mother, is her womb diamond encrusted? Because you and all your siblings are so incredibly smart and successful. Ross, no, not diamond encrusted. That would have been too sharp. She laughs. But I'll still say this. My siblings are all smart and accomplished, yes, but also really special good people. My mom has five kids. My older sister, Rhonda, is the smartest woman I know. I became who I am by pushing up against her. My sister Chudney, who's 3 years younger than me, she is the Pied Piper of the children. I think she's made out of candy and fairy dust. Then my two younger brothers, Ross and Evan, are my template for what men should be. Great fathers, great husbands, great people, wonderful siblings. The five of us are all so different, yet you can tell we were all raised in the same house by the same mom. The woman people know as Diana Ross is obviously spectacular, but that Diana Ross doesn't hold a candle to the mommy we know. Essence. So many women consider you a best friend in their heads. You're relatable in a way that is rare with someone who's lived in life like yours. Ross, the truth is, I'm glad they can identify with me because I identify with them. I feel like we are a community of sisters out here. That kind of makes me cry a little bit because we are a community of sisters told by mainstream society that we are not the thing. And I know I've had to make my own way through that messaging. I look out and see other sisters and think, I see you. Do you see me? Because I see you. That was really what I felt in the moment of my Golden Globes win. It was lovely for that light to shine in my direction, but we have been shining out here. I don't know about you, but I see women and black women being the leads to all over the place. In so many unique and extraordinary ways, we're changing the script, curating our own lives, handling so much with grace and humanity and joy. Speak it, Tracy. And she looks beautiful too, ladies and gentlemen. I realized the other day, I think about this all the time because I am joyful at heart. My real middle name is Joy. Apparently, I came out of the womb this way. Did you ever feel like giving up and moving on to another profession or passion project? Ross, there were moments of that. I really thought when Girlfriends finished that the pearly gates of Hollywood were going to open and they were going to be like, what movie would you like, ma'am? Please, choose whatever. That did not happen. It forced my soul to continue to search for what it longed for, dreamed of, wanted to be. It allowed me to continue to create an unbreakable, unshakable foundation for my life, a relationship with myself that is based on what everybody outside is saying, but on what I believe is good and right. It allowed me to continue to grow as a person and to realize I was deserving and worthy. I could own my success, but I could also own what might look like failure. I could literally be my own best friend and mirror, knowing that my worth is not tangled up in what I think I should be getting. Essence, do you have a squad of girlfriends who comfort you? Yeah, I have a gang of girlfriends. I have great siblings. I cry when I need to cry. I sleep when I need to. I get down on my knees. I meditate. I have friends who are in my life for everything and people who are steps ahead of me who I go to for mentorship. I share my vulnerability, my shame, my hurt, my loneliness. And texting is really great because you can privately share the darkest things while you're sitting on a set and you can get the support right back into your phone without anyone ever having to hear you. Essence, keeping with the idea of you as the BFF in our heads, you're not only authentic, but you're also wildly woke. Ross, a lot of people are awake right now, and thank God. I think I'm learning. I think I'm growing. There is a war that is happening, a fight for control over women's bodies, children in cages, concentration camps in our country. Right now, it keeps me up at night. Essence, let's shift gears. Talk about pattern and all these amazing hair products on the table in front of us. Ross, 10 years ago when Girlfriends ended, I wrote a pitch for a line of hair care products. It has been 30 years in the trenches of my hair, 20 years of dreaming, 10 years of trying, strategizing, and asking, 5 years of continuing to learn, 4 years with chemists, and 74 samples later, we're here. I am launching a hair care line for curly, coily, and tight textured hair to empower people and meet the unmet needs of our community at a price point we can afford, because we know that we need a lot of product in all this hair. Pattern's products are very important to me. Phase one is about the shower. You have a medium, a heavy, and intensive conditioner, a leave-in conditioner, and then a hydrating shampoo and two oil serums, a jojoba oil serum and an argan oil serum. And then we have a towel, a shower brush, and a hair clip. That's where we start, and it will grow from there. I'm really interested in changing how we speak to each other, celebrate each other, love each other, and how we play with our hair. Essence, tell me about your own hair journey. Ross, it dates back to high school when I would wake up and before I even put my glasses on, I would call to check the weather. If it was anything over 67% humidity, I would not wash my hair. I stopped relaxing my hair the summer before 10th grade. I ran track and I found that putting heat on my hair was too difficult. But I couldn't figure out how to wear it. I tried every product under the sun. Then about 20 years ago, I went to a salon and a guy was like, "Oh my God, do you know how many people came in here with a magazine picture of your hair and tell me that's what they want?" I tell them I'm going to have to sew it in. And I was like, no. It's not about sewing it in. It's about having the right products. We have to have the right products to nourish, hydrate, moisturize, and soothe our hair. With the right products and tools, our hair can do anything. That's when I start thinking about the idea of creating my own product line. Essence, last but not least, when did you know black was beautiful? Ross, it took me way longer than I wish it had. I'd catch glimpses of people who saw beauty in ways I had missed because of the blinders society gave me. Then one day, I was watching a Nina Simone documentary, and I thought, wait, it should be her next name next to the word beauty. Why was I sold the wrong vision? My heart knows that beauty. So I'm going to conclude our reading for today, and we'll come back next week, and we'll begin in the beginning of our magazine, because I just had to get to the Tracy Ellis Ross portion of it because she's just so fabulous. And so that you all can get an understanding and realize that she has a product line. And guess what? Even though I'm a woman that wears locks, I'm going to try her product line because my hair is still natural. So in the meantime, you all have an awesome week. And until we see again, till I read you another session, remember to smile at someone today. You never know, it can make their day and yours.